I think it's madness, to be honest with you. I've seen the article this morning, or part of it, the front page on Twitter. I burn turf and sticks. I've always done. I grew up in a household that heated our home by them. I heat mine now by them. And let me say, I'm delighted to have them. Very happy that I have them. There's no economic alternative, and that's the reality. And I just think it's madness. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, it talks about people who burn excessive amounts of turf. Who burns excessive amounts of turf? People burn what is required to heat their households. And they talk about jailing people. I think it's just, you know, it's madness. And I would say, you know, as I said, I'm delighted to have them. I know that many others are. Look at the price of energy, oil, coal. It's an attempt, I would say, to criminalise the ordinary hard-working rural dweller. And maybe it's a scare tactic, I don't know. But one thing is for sure, we need clarity on the issue, and we need assurances that nobody will be jailed for heating their home. And I think that is, and indeed constituents have said it to me, you know, I believe that part of the major issue here for government around turf is the fact that they can't collect revenue from turf. Look at the revenue that's collected from other heat sources.
Now, it's understood that the likes of Leitrim and Sligo County Councils will be tasked to see if excessive burning of turf will be causing a nuisance to neighbours. How do you think that will fare?
I don't think it'll fare at all. And let's be honest, I can't see how that would fare. As I've said, I've never seen anybody burn excessive amounts. People burn what is required to heat their households. And it's not enforceable. It's just madness.